Once again, let's see if we can find the combination between Purim, which is right now one day behind us, and Pesach, which is approaching us. The Pasuk in Megillas Esther, Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abira. We're trying to understand this description of Mordechai as Yehudi. And this appears over and over again throughout the Megillah. In the Pachad Yitzchak of Rav Hutni, he has sections in the back that are written in Yiddish. And we'll see if we can make this out. It'll take us a little while as we go along. And he speaks about Chaburis von Purim, groups perhaps of children on Purim, Spieler, Flegena Rumgein, and Irisha Heuser. They would go around with Jewish slacks, I guess a Jewish garment. Und seinen Aledel was flint sich anflogen mit sein Warter. Heint is Purim, morgen is Eis, today is Purim, tomorrow is no longer Purim, git mir a trunk und warf mir a reus. Give me a drink and throw me out. So it seems that this group, perhaps of youngsters that would go from house to house, would sing this little rhyme, then heint is Purim, morgen is Eis, give me a trunk, and vaf me a rice. And it seems that this brought about a certain negative response from a gadol at that time. He was very makpid that they should not sing in front of him this little rhyme. We'll come back to this Amir Tzashem a little bit later. Now, the Imri Emes of Ger, on the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says on the Pasuk Ves, Dosei HaMelech Einam Osim, this was of course the accusation of Haman against the Jewish people, Temafki L'Kula Shaita, during the entire course of the year, and as Rashi explains it, they would declare Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. And therefore, Ein Dosei HaMelech Osim. Like as if to say they're Orthodox observant Jews, they don't have the possibility of fulfilling the requirements of the country, of the government, because today is Shabbos, today is Pesach. So the obvious question here is, Pesach is not the whole year round, and Shabbos is not the whole year round. But what Haman appreciated is, according to the Imri Emes, that Bnei Yisrael Mamshichim Kedusha L'Chol HaShana, they take the sanctity of a Pesach and they extend it over the entire year. They take the sanctity of a Shabbos, extend it over a week. Just as the Pasuk says, Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and we remember the Shabbos on every day. We say this is the first day of the Shabbos. So too on Pesach, it says, Zochar Es Yom HaZeh She'etzosim Yitzrayim. We're always aware of Pesach. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim, every day. And this gets the Sitra Achra, the powers of evil, get very angry. This incurs their wrath. In the language of the Imam, it says, Margiz es ha-Sitra Achra. And Haman is now representing, embodying the Sitra Achra, and he's getting very upset about the fact that the Jewish people could extend the Kedusha throughout the whole year. Now let's understand an insight of Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin in a sefer of his called Machshavos Charutz. He says, Kayadua, the Chol Kedushas Hazmanim, Afal Pishis Galus Hakedusha Rak Bioso Zman. Mikom Kom Yecholim LaHamshich Hakedusha Mizmanahu Gam L'Shar Yomim. the Jewish people are endowed with the ability to take the Kedusha, that really Begoli, as we see it revealed, is only limited to a certain period of time, that Zman, but yet they can extend that Kedusha beyond that Zman, even as it spills over to other days. V'zeu inyan Yom Isruchak, the symbolism in the Hebrew calendar of this concept of being Mamshich Kedusha is Isruchak. Sha'achar aragolim, that after each regal we add another day. And what is the purpose of that day? What does it symbolize, that Isruchak? L'kasher, to connect Kedushas Oso Chag B'shar Yemos HaShana, to take the sanctity of that holiday and extend it beyond, even for the whole year. V'chein Seudas Malava Malka Motzai Shabbos, what is the symbolic message of Malava Malka after Shabbos, is to extend the Kedusha Shabbos beyond the bounds of time of Shabbos itself, 24 hours of Shabbos, into the week to come. V'chein Bepurim Mamshichim Mipnechein HaSeuda B'layla, we can start the Seuda during the day, extend it, continue it into the night, and we'll recite Alanisim even in benching the night after Purim. Shumotzoi Purim Shebazem Amshichim Es Galus Kedusha Zud Purim L'Shar Yemos HaShana, we mean to extend Purim and its sanctity to the rest of the year, above and beyond the four walls, so to speak, the restricted Zman of Purim. And that's perhaps why one of the Gedolim was makpid that we shouldn't use that, you know, that little poem that indicates that tomorrow is no longer Purim. Height is Purim, Morgan is Nit. Tomorrow is not Purim. We want to take the Kedusha, that sanctity, that special quality of Purim, and extend it for the whole year round. The Gemara Megillah is very famous. Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Omar Rav Machay Venishum Subi Puraya Adol Oyada Bein Or Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. So let's try to get a little bit of an insight into this Adol Oyada. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Pona El Tfilas Ha'Aror V'Lo Boza Es Tfilosam. Tikosev zos l'dor achron, v'am nivra yahalel. So the Medrash tries to give us a little bit of an insight, especially focusing on the words zos l'dor achron. Tikosev zos l'dor achron, v'am nivra. What does that mean? Write this, inscribe this for the last generation, for this nation that was created. So Medrash Shocher Tov asks, V'chi adayin uma asida liboros? What's this Am Nivra? As if to say there'll be somewhere down the line in the future a nation that's created. Shu Omer V'am Nivra, what's that all about? Omer Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, Zed Doros Shel Mordechai, She Nivra Birya Chadosha. The Medrash classifies the generation of Mordechai as a new creation. And that's referred to, alluded to in the Poskin Tilim, Tikosev Zos L'dor Achron, the last generation is going to have this Am Nivra, this Birya Chadosha, which is the generation of Mordechai. What's that all about? Let's take a look at the Medrash Rabbah in Megillas Esther. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Satan, Haveli Megillah V'Echtov Aleha Kloya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the sins of Klal Yisrael, tells the Satan, bring me a document, or at least a klaf, to write a document, and I'm going to write the destruction of the Jewish people. So at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes on this document the Kloya of Klal Yisrael. Be'osa sharatz el yo zochel atov be'behol eitzel ovas ha'olam eitzel Moshe ben Amram omolem ad masay ovas ha'olam redumim b'sheina, how long can you remain silent and in a deep sleep? V'yetem mashkichem al atzora shebeneichem shriba, are you not aware of the terrible catastrophe that looms, that dooms Klal Yisrael? Omerlo b'pnei ma, and why are they guilty that there's such a terrible decree up in heaven against them? Omalehem Elio reveals the secret. Because the Jewish people participated in the great banquet of Achashverosh, enjoying themselves. So the Medrash asks, Ubavur Zos Nigzar Aleim Gzeir Lechalosim in Olam Labe de Zichram. This is a very harsh punishment for what seems to be a minor infraction. Amru lo Avram Yisrael v'Yakov v'mheim Avru al das HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nichamta gzeirosam ma anu yechom lasos v'nechtu, excuse me, gzeirosam. If for some reason Hashem was so makpid, he was so angered that they violated his will by participating in the Suda of Achashverosh, if the decree up in heaven was signed, then what could we do? Chazar Elio v'omar lo l'Moshe, I roa neman, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, represent the shepherd that is loyal to his flock. Kama pomim amadatala peretz l'Yisrael v'italta gzeirosin l'bilti hashkes. There were so many times during your tenure as leader of Klal Yisrael that the people of Israel deserved to be destroyed because of their sins and the anger and the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you always came to be Omed al HaPeretz, to stand up and pray to Hashem with your supplications. You were able and successful time after time to annul the decrees so the Jewish people would not be destroyed. What about now? Now there's a decree that's signed by Hashem up in the heavenly courts. The Jews sinned, and now there's a decree of annihilation. Where are you, Moshe Rabbeinu? Amalo Moshe, klum yesh adam kasha b'yosad dar. Is there no one, perhaps, who's suitable, who's roy lekach, that in that generation that could get up and save the Jewish people? Amalo Salio says to him, yesh, there is such a person who's Shmo Mardechai. Amalo Lechvodio, kidei sheyamod hu misham bitfila v'ani mikan. Let Mordechai down on earth open up the gates of heaven with his prayers. I'll do the same with mine up here. Unevakesh rachma aleim, together, two forces, Moshe up and Mordechai down, with Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu to somehow arouse the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the people of Israel. Omalo, roa nemon, kvar nichtava igeris kloyal Yisrael. Elio turns to Moshe, and can you, together with Mordechai, possibly undermine and void the igeris kloya, this document that is signed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavenly courts for the destruction of the Jewish people? Do you really think that you have a shot here? Amalo Moshe, im betit hi ksuba, even if it would be signed in concrete stone, tfilasenu nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still will hearken to our prayers. In bedam nichtama mashahaya hu. If on the other hand it's already been sealed with blood, that's already too late. So Maharalmi Prague in Tiferes Yisrael Perek Nun Gimel has an insight that he shares with us about the nature of Purim. He says, "She mitzvos betelos li asidu Purim v'yom kippurim lo yu betelim." Other holidays will, shall we say, wane into the distance and will not be able to shine a candle or hold their own light in comparison, in contrast to Purim and Yom Kippurim, which will completely overshadow them. Because Purim and Yom Kippurim are here, permanent, forever and ever. What's unique about Purim and Yom HaKippurim? Asks the Maral. Dover zelafi inyan elu ha-mitzvahs, ki inyan elu ha-moadim, heim kamo hat-chiyo, she-achar she-gil le-misa, yachzeru le-chaim kvarishono. These two moadim represent tchiyas ha-mesiv. After they die, after death, they'll come back to life, as if we go back to Rishona, as it was at the beginning. And this is true not only of Purim, but also of Yom HaKippurim, Sha'odim HaSheru Chote, Nigzor Olav Misa, Yachzal Olachayim. In the aftermath of his sin, there's a decree for his annihilation, for his destruction, his death. But through Yom HaKippurim, he could be mevatel that gzeira. Lefichach Purim HaSher Yigiu L'cherev. I mean, they got to the point where the sword was hanging over their heads. V'chazol Em Achius. And yet they bounce back with a renewal of life. Atchias HaMesim of sword. Ein Sofik She'igil Em Dover Zemi Madreg El Yona. This concept, this entity or experience or reality, maybe we should use the term of tchias hamesim, that can only come from a very high place up in the zvulos, up in the higher spheres of shamayim, shemimen achius, where there's the source of life itself. Shelo b'teva, this makes no sense according to the law of nature. Ki achius hativis, the natural source of life, kfar nigzar, was already subject to this decree, Misa, that they would die. V'ef sherak shepotach lahem, Hashem yisparach shar elyon, Hashem yimenu chozolem achayim. The only way that we can understand how on Purim they survived, despite the decree of death, is only because God opens up the highest gates up in Shamayim, and from there they come back to Chayim, to life again. So they go from Misa to Chayim. V'chein, Yom HaKippurim, Acher Shenigzor Olav Misa, the Chotei deserves to die, and that's the Gzeir, that's the decree. Kasher Yachzal HaChayim Efshar Rak Al Yidei Olam HaElyon. It must come from a Shefa, very, very high world. And that's how a person could survive after the Gzeir of death. And that's Yom HaKippurim. Ulekach Roy Elu Shnei HaMoadim Bifrat, Shaloyu Batalu Zman Atchia, Kielu Amadim Hem Gam Kemimin Osa Olav Digmaso. What we're seeing in the kernel, in the essence of both Purim and Yom HaKippurim is the Tchias HaMesim of the end of days. And therefore, I said, love in the future when there'll be Tchias HaMesim, these two Moadim will be Mimin Olam HaOlam Vudigmaso. It's Min Bemino, it's the same idea of Tchias HaMesim that is inherent in both Yom HaPurim and Yom HaKippurim. And this, of course, will shed a light on what we saw earlier about Rav Tzadik HaKohen, that we can take the Kedusha of Purim and extend it throughout the whole year. We saw in the Gemara Megillah, and based on the Medrash Shocher Tov, that the Dor of Mordechai represents a dar of a bria chadasha, a new creation of tchias hamesim, because virtually the people of Israel were annihilated. God had already signed and sealed, but now there's a tchia that comes from an olam elyon, from a very high place. And on this gemara about Rava, that the chiyuv of libsume is adlo yada, the gemara tells a story about tchias hamesim. You remember the story of Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Rava and Rav Zeira shared a Sudas Purim together, and they got drunk, and as a result, Rava stood up and he shechted Rav Zeira. But the next day he asked for Rachamim, and it was a Tchias HaMesim. Then the Gemara says that next year, when he invited him again, he deferred. He said, you know, no, lo kol shaita, shaita misrach esh nisa. I can't rely on such a great miracle of tchias hamesim on a regular basis. And if you take a look at a sefer called Vidabru Davar, on this Gemara in Megillah, kom rabba v'shachti rabzeu l'mochabai rachman v'achye, he says, Yishlova de rotzel lasos poel dimyoni shekol inyan shel purim hu lahachios meisim. That Rabba in this whole episode was trying to do a Paul Dimyon. Let's just quickly review what we know about Paul Dimyon. It's a concept that applies to a Nevuah, that when we want to, the Navi wants to guarantee and clinch that the Nevuah Tova will come to fruition, he does some sort of a physical representation of that Nevuah, and by playing it out, it clinches that that Nevuah will in fact take place, it will come to pass. So here there's Purim, which is all about Tchias HaMesim, as we discussed in the Maral. And now Rabba and Rav Yosef are acting out a Tchias HaMesim as a Paul Dimyon to guarantee that there will be Tchias HaMesim, and that the Purim story of Tchias HaMesim will in fact happen at the end of days. And to clinch that will happen, the Nevuah will come to pass, Rabba was Mechaya Rav Yosef, who was a Ke'en Poel Dimyon. Shekol Inyan Shel Purim Hu Tchias HaMesim V'zeu Inyan Shel Matonis Levyonim Dafka V'Purim Darei Oni Choshev Kimeis V'al Yidei Shenosi Lo Matonim Chayeu L'kach Shachtei V'Kavon Alach Yosef. Unbelievable. One of the central mitzvos the Rambam puts on the top of the list of Purim is Matonis Levyonim, and Oni, the Gemara tells in the Dorim, is Choshev Kimeis. And now, by giving Matonas Levyonim on Purim, it's a Tchias HaMesim. And that's what the essence of Purim is all about. There was a gzera against the Jewish people. We were meant to be annihilated. This was sealed up in Shamayim. And yet, there was from some high place, a Shara Elyon came, a Tchias HaMesim, a Birya Chadasha. And that Birya Chadasha represents the school of the power within Purim. That Purim contains within it the power of Tchias HaMesim. And so Rabba deliberately shechted Rav Zera to create a sort of Paul Dimyon of Tchias HaMesim. And he goes on and he says, Ubeseder Ayom, as far as the Seder of Purim is concerned, Kosav Levayar Atam Shechayev Lipsumi Adlo Yoda. Why do we want to get intoxicated, says Rava, to the point to which we don't know the difference between Arur, Haman, and Baruch Mordechai? She'achar she'Haman ha'Rasha b'kesh la'hashmi la'arug la'avav lishpoch dama Yehudim nasa inyan karav la'zemitom simcha ad she'nishar ke'mesim m'shachvim arza. And what does this mean? She'achakach Kamim leharos sheyatzanu mimisal chayim. The adlo yada means that after Haman's gzera of lahashmin larig la'abed, that the blood of Jews will be spilled. There'll be shvichas damim, mass shvichas damim for the Jews. Then there was something similar that would happen, and that's a yeshua of tchias hamesim, which means mitoch simcha, and we were left like mesim, mishachvim arza, we're like laying down as corpses, and yet there was a tchias hamesim, and that's what Purim is all about. Purim is all about a remez for tchias hamesim, which Amir Tzashem Liyosid Lov will see the real tchias hamesim. Paul Yitzchak had to experience a kind of a misa through the gzera of Haman, and only then could they be zochet to tchias hamesim. It's got to be misa first, and then tchias hamesim second. And that's what's going to happen liosid lava. Now it's very interesting that there's a special skula that a person could recite in a tzara situation when his life is in the balance. And it says in the Sfarim he should repeat three times Yudiani, 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 and then he should repeat three times Eyehudi, 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 and finally Amus Yudi, Amus Yudi, Amus Yudi, and then Yudi, Yudi, Yudi. So this triple header over and over again with great kavana will be a skula for tchias ha-meisim and perhaps for protection in this world against the tzara, an impending doom, chas v'shalom. This is going to touch on the question that we began with. Why is it so significant in the Megillah over and over again that Mordechai is called the Ish Yehudi? Yehudi ani means that I live like a Jew, I'm going to die like a Jew, and I'm going to be revived and resuscitated like a Jew at the time of the resurrection of the dead. And that's what Mordechai represents. The door of Mordechai is the door of Bria Chadasha, as we saw the Medrash Shocher Tov on the Pasuk Tikasim Zovs L'dor Achron V'am Nivra. And the door of Mordechai is a door which understood that they, in effect, at least symbolically, had died, and now they were ready for Tchias HaMesim. They bounce back, so to speak. And that Tchias HaMesim is the essence of what Purim is all about. And Mordechai is there to lead the pack. He is the Mashpia. He is the one who's going to impact on Klal Yisrael. And at the end of the day, to bring about a Tchias HaMesim. Person declares, Yehudi ani. What he's saying is, I live like a Jew and I'll die like a Jew. And now we're adding, and there'll be a Tchias HaMesim like a Jew. So that although the Sitra Achra, although Haman was able to influence and generate this decree of annihilation that we saw the Medrash Rabbah, Echtov alai klaya, bosa shalach asotav hevilo megillah v'kosav aleha. And yet, it was Mordechai who was able to somehow void that decree. And it's something that Moshe Rabbeinu did over and over again in his career, in his lifetime, and now Mordechai takes over. Because he's the man of the generation to defend, through his tefilos, Klal Yisrael, and protect them from annihilation. And when we say that there will be a Tchias HaMesim, and what we're looking at Purim as and also Yom Kippurim as a microcosm, as a symbol, a hint to the Tchias HaMesim, the ultimate Tchias HaMesim, because this is after the decree of Haman, which was signed. Now the people of Israel are, in a sense, Nimsura Nafsham, and they need a new Tchiyah. And that's the concept that we saw here of Tikasev, Zos L'dar Achron, V'am Nivra, a brand new nation, a Birya Chadasha. Because the old Birya that was Klal Yisrael was destroyed through the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the document. Let's try to add a few pieces here. The Gemara in Sota, very famous, about the Pasuk in Tillim regarding the name Yosef. There, it appears as Yehosef with an extra hey. And this was a great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed Yosef. Yosef Shekidei Shem Shemayim B'Seser. Yosef's great act in overcoming his and disciplining his Yetzer Hara in private, nobody had to see it. Is there for Zochav Osifilo Os Achas? There's a Parhesia here that a letter was added to his name. And that's Yehosef, the extra hey. And that Os Achas is a letter from Shem Hashem. And this is all to interpret the Pasuk, Edus Bi Yosef Shmo. Then the Gemara says that Yehuda, Shekish Shem Shemayim Farhesya, Zocha V'Nikra Klulo Al Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you look at the name Yehuda, you'll see the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and this is all because Yehuda is Mekadi Shem Shemayim V'Farhesya. Yosef was also Mekadi Shem Shemayim, although Betzina, and Hosifilo Os Mishmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the extra hey. Edus Bihi Yosef Sama. But you see one thing clearly from the Gemara in Sota, that there's a concept of Mesiris Nefesh, Beseser, and the reward for that is great glory in public, in Farhesia, and a name change here in this case of Yehosaf indicates the letter of the name of Hashem. And in the case of Yehuda, once again, it says Edus be Yusuf be Yosef Somo Yehuda Shekidesh Shem Shamayim Befarhesia Zocha Venikra Kulo Al Shmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. All four letters of the name of Hashem are in the name Yehuda, because once again, he was Mekali Shem Shamayim, and perhaps even more than Yosef, it was Bifar Hesia. And therefore, Zocha V'nikra Kulo Al Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's look at the Eitz Chaim on Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash Elov Yehuda V'yomer Bi Adoni. B'medjesh Rabbah Omru Hagoshal Tefillah. That Vayigash Elov Yehuda means he approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu with supplication. V'yesh Lomar Al Pi Mashakosa B'sefer Bris Shalom D'Yehuda Amar L'Yosef B'Adoni Shmi Nikra Kulo Al Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzal Lomar Shem Ben Dalid Osios. That Yehuda sends a message to Yosef at the Vayigash, at that great and very dramatic meeting between Yehuda and Yosef, because Yehuda doesn't know it's Yosef. And he says, Bi Adoni, you shouldn't be messing around with me, because my name represents the name, the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the form of name. Ben, Hashem Ben Dalid Osios. Yehuda, so to speak, is claiming one up it on Yosef, because his Kiddush Shem Shamayim was Bifar Hesia. And that means when he admitted his sin, and he did it publicly, he's Mevayish himself, what a great Mesiris Nefesh. So therefore, Yehuda's name contains all four Osios. And Yehuda Kiddush Shmo Shel Shamayim Bifar Hesia is Nikra Kula Al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you take a look at the Yam Shel Shlomo, and he explains that Hine Omru Chazal B'Brochas Tav Chof Ma'ishno Rishonim Nisrachash Lu Nisa, and the Gemara establishes that the older generations were able to experience Nisim. And why? Because if we were as our generation, the later generations are not Lo Misrachash Lu Nisa. And the answer is Anan Mitzvos Kometz Avisinon V'les D'mishkach Bon Kamai D'mosi Nafshal K'dush Hashem. Only in generations, because of their willingness of Mesiris Nefesh to go public and be Mefarsim L'Shem Hashem, that zealotry for the Shem Hashem brought about Nisim Gluyim. They, after all, went public, and therefore their reward was public. It would seem from the Gemara, says the Atzei Chaim, that a person who's most in Nefesh on Kedushas Hashem, he will be able to have, with the power of his tefillah, a prayer that will be accepted. That's the Koach HaTefillah of a person's Mekadesh by Moser Nefesh Al Kedushas Hashem, Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. And the Pasuk says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And the Medrash says that this Hagosha was LeTefillah. And after Bi Adoni, after turning to Hashem, Yehuda says, Nikra Shmo Kulo Al Shalakosh Baruch Neshekide Shem Shamayim Farhes Shalakim Bob Ischaro Vanigash, Vayigash L'Tefillah. And Mordechai was willing to be Moser Nefesh, Barabim, And therefore, we go back to the Medrash Rabbah in Megillas Esther, when Elio was looking for the prayers, Moshe turns to Mordechai. He's the Ish Yehudi. He's the Yehudi who's willing to say, I'm a Jew, and I'm going to live like a Jew, even if I have to die like a Jew. Mordechai represents and embodies the Jew of Mesiras Nefesh. That's how loyal he is and proud he is to be a Jew. And that's going to bring about protection, because Mordechai is endowed with the power of tefillah, as we saw in the Yatzei Chaim. The power of tefillah is a great power that's granted to a person as a result of his willingness to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim for Hesia. And we saw it by Yehuda, and that gave Yehuda the claim against Yosef of Vayigash, that I can pray to Hashem and I can bring about a Yeshua, because Hashem will hearken to my prayer. And not only is Yehuda endowed with a special school of prayer because of his willingness to be Moshe Nefesh, but Mordechai the same. Lo kam v'lo ishtacha. There's no compromises here. The din is Yehorg v'al Yavar, and I'm willing to give up my life for this. And in that zchus of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim v'far Hesi, Mordechai is granted the amazing school of power of tefillah. And the theme of our discussion here about Ish Yehudi that we began with is that we should take the Kiddush of Purim and extend it beyond its borders. We have one day behind us that separates us today from Purim, but we have to take that Purim with us, just like the Shabbos and the Kiddush Shabbos is meant to be to pour over and spill over into the entire week to come, and Pesach, and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, all these endowments of Kedushas HaZman should extend and encompass the entire year. And that's what we're asking on Purim. And what is that special Kedusha of Purim? It's the Ani of Yehudi, Ani of Ish Yehudi, that I am willing to be Moser Nefesh. And that's what Mordechai personifies, the willingness of a Jew to be Moser Nefesh. And the entire Purim story is about Misa then Chayim, a willingness to die, and then this Tchias HaMesim. And the Tchias HaMesim of Purim expressed itself in the fact that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed and sealed a decree of Kloya, nevertheless, Mordechai says, I'm not going to give up. Mordechai declares, even if it's signed and sealed in cement, nevertheless. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and that's what Mordechai, and that's all the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They knew that because of the mysterious Nefesh, Hashem will hearken to their prayers, and their prayers can bring about a Tchias HaMesim, even when the decree is signed and sealed, like on Yom HaKippurim. And Purim like Yom HaKippurim, because both are about death and life, about the resurrection, about a sinner on Yom HaKippurim who realizes Nefesh HaKotas Tomus, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his prayers and his tefillah and his tshuva, and therefore he's granted new life. And that's why in the generation of Mordechai, we're talking about a communal resurrection of the dead. After the decree of the annihilation, the prayers were accepted on high, and now we, the people of Israel, our ancestors, become a paradigm of Birya Chadosh, of Tchias HaMesim. So Tchias HaMesim is really at the essence of Purim. And that's what we have to take the whole year round. Now I just want to end with a note here from the Chasam Sofer on Purim. And he writes that the Ikar Nes of Purim is that Hashem accepted our prayers, tefillos and za'akos. And we saw that in the case of Nineveh, the whole city of Nineveh did tshuva, and Hashem spared the city. And the question is HaKadosh Baruch Hu able but willing to accept our tefillos? And that's really the Nes that's chutz l'teva. Neshe Nasi writes, Lo haya kol kach chutz l'teva. You look at the superficial level of the Megillah and all the episodes one after the other, you don't see Yad Hashem, you don't see miracles, you don't see anything but a Nes Nistar. Nothing changes and abrogates the law, the natural laws of nature. A king loves his malka, and that's the essence of the Hatzolah of Purim. But the answer is, all the pieces have to fit into place. You have to start with the death of Vashti, her being replaced by Esther, and all this is outside of the framework of Teva. The Mishnah of Achashverosh at the very beginning lasted for 186 days. Mishteh Keratzon Ish V'Ish. And it's only on the very last day that something happened. And Ki'ilu Mordechai goes crazy. I'm sorry. Ki'ilu Achashverosh goes crazy. And Vashti goes crazy. Nothing makes any rational sense. And the decree against Vashti is just irrational. Lahavir samalucha, to remove her. Everything is chutzah teva. It's all ashgach elyona. It's all preparation for the final nest, that Esther is able to convince Achashverosh to nullify the decree. And again, even though the Jewish people weren't on such a high level, I mean, the Nenemi Sudas Shal Sharasha, with all that's involved there, we're not going into detail, they weren't really Re'uyim L'Nes. I mean, the Medrash, as we saw before, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chosem L'Schayev Kloya, to destroy the Jewish people. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus. And He prepares step by step, that paves the way for a great miracle, to teach us that even after we can be classified as Bonim Mashkisim, nevertheless, even if we're Mashkisim, we are Bonim, we are children of Hashem, and Hashem loves us, and He brings about the great Yeshua and the greatness of Purim. We mentioned before the great Mesiras Nefesh of Yehuda in public, and the Shem Hashem is in Yehuda. We'll see this again in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Nachshon Ben Aminadov, who's willing to be Moser Nafsho, and as a result, to bring about the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. So as we begin our preparation period for Pesach, we have to really think and contemplate how we can take Purim, have it spill over. We're not going to say that Margin is Nish Purim. We're going to say that no, Margin is Purim. And we're going to take the Kedushas Purim the whole year round, and it's going to lead up and culminate in the great Kedusha of Pesach, which again we're going to take the whole year round. And it's all about the love and the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, even at moments where we don't deserve it, halolu of the avodah zarah, but there's a power of Nizak El Hashem Elokeinu, Mi Kiamcha Yisrael. And the demonstration of all of Purim really is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karv L'Shavaseinu, Mi ki amcha Yisrael, asher lo goyecha baretz, asher lo elokim krovim elav b'chol koreinu elav. And that's what Mordechai represents, standing on the shoulders of Moshe before him. The decree is signed and sealed, and yet is Moshe Rabbeinu, who is omid v'peretz. No matter how deep the signature was, there's still a power of tefillah to save Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gedolei Yisrael and all the generations teach us. That's what Mordechai followed, the leader of Moshe, the leader of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Esther represents. Her willingness to be Moshe Nefesh Kasha Avodati Avodati, but Lech Knos Kol Yehudim, and dedicating ourselves to tefillah, that amazing power of tefillah. And that's what could save Klal Yisrael, the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, of our great leaders, of Mordechai. And we saw it in Yehuda and in Yosef, but especially in Mordechai, the Ish Yehudi, Yehudi Ani. I'm going to live like a Jew and I'm going to die like a Jew. That willingness, that itself is the power of Mesiras Nefesh that endows a Jew with a Koach HaTefillah, and with that Koach HaTefillah to save Klal Yisrael, and with that Kedusha we move forward towards Pesach, and we ask for the Nisim by Yom Vahim B'Zman Hazeh. We should be zochet to see that full revelation of Hashem at the time of Bias Goel. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen.